The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The Maryland Heights Community Center reopens today. It comes 1 week after police say a disgruntled employee shot and killed a coworker inside. The community center has been closed since last Monday. The city has been working to console this community after the shocking tragedy, offering free trauma support and counseling sessions at the Maryland Heights Government Center. St. Louis County Council members meet today to discuss paying for their part of renovations to America's Center in downtown St. Louis. City leaders have already approved their half of the funds. That includes money from a hotel tax. A St. Louis County committee meets today at 4. It will consider paying part of the county's share of renovations, which is more than $15 million. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a few showers will redevelop well south of St. Louis this afternoon. Expect cooler but still pleasant temperatures today, with highs reaching in the low to mid-50s. Tonight will bring mostly cloudy skies and a few showers south of St. Louis. Low temperatures will dip into the upper 30s.